Born out of necessity during World War II, pasta Giandra was meant as a replacement for chocolate, which at the time was rationed and very difficult to find. It was created in 1946 by an Italian pastry chef named Pietro Ferrero. Pietro died 3 years later, and his son Michele Ferrero took over. Time passed as time does, and 13 years after taking over the business from his father, Michele Ferrero would create a product that would take over the world. A spreadable mixture of hazelnuts, sugar, vegetable oils, and a little bit of cocoa. What was once pasta Giandra is now Nutella. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and this is the brief history of Nutella. Let's start with pasta Giandra. Rather than the creamy Nutella we all know today, pasta Giandra was sold in firm blocks that would be sliced and pushed between two pieces of bread. This was based on a much earlier recipe from the time of the Napoleonic Wars in the early 1800s. This was a time similar to 1946, when war had limited the chocolate supply. Hazelnuts, though most of us probably find them to be fairly expensive, grow in the Piedmontese region of Italy where Pietro Ferrero was from. They grew in abundance, and most people had no use for them, so they were an extremely cheap additive and an easy way to stretch the available chocolate. Eventually, once Michele Ferrero took over the business from his dad, pasta Giandra became super crema Giandra. This was a creamier, spreadable version of the hazelnut chocolate concoction. Now, there are a few different stories about why and how this happened. Some say that Ferrero found a bottle of cocoa butter in his basement and decided to mix into the Giandra. Some say he was looking for a way to secure the Giandra to the bread it was placed between, to stop children discarding the bread and just eating the sweet part. Some people say that during one particularly hot summer in Italy, the Giandra kept melting and people loved it. Who knows which one of these is true? Either way, Ferrero softened his mixture and it became super crema Giandra. This once again changed in 1964 when the Italian government banned superlatives in business and product names. Super crema Giandra would have to be given a new name. So what Ferrero decided on was a combination of the English word nut and the Italian suffix ella, meaning sweet. And just like that, Nutella was born. Now, it didn't take long for Nutella to blow up. Its popularity grew very quickly, first in Italy, then Germany, France, and England, and on to Australia and beyond. Its popularity was, of course, due in part to the fact that it tasted good and was of high quality, but that alone wouldn't have been enough. It was really creative and clever advertising that took Nutella from being a product to a family member, an old friend, and a bit of a myth. Today, Nutella is as popular as ever. Though it is popular around the world, it has a cult following of people who are passionate enough to create locks for the Nutella bottles, declare Nutella Day, and way more crazy things than that. Nutella is so popular, in fact, that it uses 1/4 of the world's hazelnuts. Now, I personally am not a fan of Nutella. I find it way too sweet, and it just doesn't do it for me. But I know that I'm in the minority there. And I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, and this has been the brief history of Nutella. Let me know what you think about it by joining the new Food in 5 Facebook page at facebook.com/foodin5 and tell me your thoughts, or you can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at Chef Ben Kelly. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back more than a fantastic episode of Food in 5. Have a great Thursday, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.